This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now listen up. I'm waiting for the IDM to make a statement. They haven't gone live yet, but they will come. Jack Michelle is set to pop in next segment, but let's get a few more of your calls in. Great points for the callers. Amazing. Listeners, we love you. 30-year anniversary today of this broadcast. Kim in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Congratulations on 30 years.
I want to congratulate the listeners and supporters, but for God, number one, thank you, God, but you guys, please, this is supporters' victory, that we've come this far, that we've all been vindicated together. This broadcast is yours. And I don't just say that. This is your broadcast. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to say that I support you, and I bought two Team Human shirts, one for me, one for my friend Janine in Democrat-run New Jersey.
Thank you.
Anyways, but my point, we're talking about Israel and everything, the Middle East and all that. And you always say that the people are trying to hurry and usher in the coming of Christ. And I had a thought that, you know, who's to say that God hasn't called these people to do what they're doing, like he's called you and others to do what they're doing?
I mean, all I have to tell you is, no man knows the hour or the time Christ comes like a thief in the night. I'm not judging these people. I'm just saying the globalists, the Rothschilds and others, have piggybacked on Revelation, or trying to control it themselves. It's like the movie Dune, that's based on an excellent book by Frank Herbert, where they've had this secret society go and set up this cult on all the planets, so when they want, they can have a messianic system to put their Messiah in. But it backfires on them, and then the real Messiah comes. So, I'm not saying...
Well, that's what's supposed to happen anyways, right? With the Antichrist and the Third Temple.
Well, I mean, I think that's what we're saying is that the first person that comes and says they're Christ is the Antichrist. So we're saying, obviously, the first one that shows up is not the real one, is what I'm saying.
Right. So my point is, with Israel, I think that they will retaliate because they need to have a war. The first time we've ever seen rockets and bombs over Jerusalem above the Dome of the Rock, you know.
Actually, Saddam shot a bunch of Scud missiles at him in 1991.
Oh, he did? Yeah. Okay, well, I'm just saying.
No, you're right. This is the first time Iran has launched missiles at Israel directly.
Right, so I think that Israel needs to retaliate so that they can, you know, destroy that, so that they can rebuild the temple and, you know, all that other stuff, because nothing can happen until that mosque is gone.
So you'd like to see the mosque blown up?
No. I didn't say I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, you know, the Bible states and everything, how it all plays out, is that they have to build the third temple, and they can't do that as long as the mosque is standing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, all I'm saying is, I just at a gut level, I'm not going to try to get involved in God's timeline. Does that make sense?
I just think that's what Israel wants to do, and why they're doing what they're doing and retaliating.
Well, there are certain groups in Israel that do want to get rid of it because they believe a Jewish Messiah is going to come. And you've got the Christian Zionists funding it because they believe that that'll bring in the Antichrist, and it just really sounds like black magic to me. I mean, like trying to go make God do something. When I pray, and I'm not giving people advice, and I'm far from perfect, but I've told you I've done bad things I repented of, but I wasn't conscious of it when I did it. I wasn't consciously trying to be evil. I've just done evil stuff and not thought about it and been ignorant. To me, when I pray, I just ask God, lead God and direct me. I don't ask for stuff. And that's when I, you know, get direction. I think, and I'm not saying you're saying this, some people want to blow up the mosque. They think it'll make Christ come, and I just don't think that's how God works. I really appreciate your call. Very interesting points, Kim. Thank you. All right, Jack Posobiec has just connected. We're going to talk to him about the incredible developments in the Middle East and what's going to happen if Israel does strike Iran, the different scenarios. Also, this second knife attack by what looks like an Islamicist in Australia against a very popular Orthodox priest who is pro-Trump and pro-InfoWars and very smart, and the public's gotten really angry about that. We'll talk about it all. We're back in 60 seconds. Let some stations join us.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I was just talking to the great Jack Posobiec, one of the most accurate geopolitical and political brains out there. Really respect his analysis, good friend of mine, about what he wanted to hit, because I was asking him to come on today. Obviously, Israel, counterstrike to Iran, what are the different scenarios there? That was first and foremost. Then he said the increasing attacks on Christians, like the second one in a few days, on this popular anti-globalist Orthodox priest who has a huge following, not just online, but in Sydney, Australia, being stabbed in the face and the neck. Thank God he's alive. And then obviously we've got the bridge attack, which is being investigated as criminal now there in the port off of Maryland. And I said, what about the Trump trial? And he said, yeah, it's Rocky Five. And I agree with him. This criminal trial, we know it's all staged. It'll make Trump's numbers go up. We'll cover it some, but it really becomes a distraction from everything else. But we'll get Jack's take on that as well. Jack, good to have you. Wish it was under better circumstances. You've got children. I've got children. Hopefully grandchildren one day. For people that don't know how dangerous the situation is in the Middle East and how this could escalate very quickly, break it down for us.
Look, Alex, we saw this over the weekend, and the real question is, was this a dust-up or was this an opening salvo? Now, of course, with Iran giving the 72-hour notice prior to the attacks, the real question is, was this an attempt at face-saving by Iran and essentially them knowing that this wouldn't be one of these major attacks that they potentially could bring to bear, basically saying, we're willing to do this, but we're not willing to go all the way just yet. Obviously, the drone swarm that you saw go up early, those are the Shahad drones, the same Garands that you see coming out in the Ukraine situation. Ukraine doesn't have Iran, the Iron Dome there. So the Iron Dome, though, made short work of many of those kamikaze drones. Then, of course, we have reports that U.S. fighters, British fighters were up intercepting a lot of some of the other drones, some of the other missiles, U.S. military, U.S. Navy there for ballistic missile defense. And so Iran isn't, I don't think, interested in sparking a wider war with Iran, with U.S. and Israel behind it, because they know they couldn't beat the U.S. and Israel together. The real danger, though, Alex, and I will say the real danger, though, is if this continues. So scenario one, this goes back to the proxy war, the same proxy war that the U.S. and Israel and all these forces have been fighting with the Shia militia groups for over a decade at this point. That's number one. Option two, scenario two, is escalation. Does Israel respond with a direct attack on Iran? And if Israel responds with a direct attack on Iran, and actually now we know this Iranian attack, nobody got killed. I think like a little girl got hurt, unfortunately, but that was the only thing that, thank God, that was the only thing that happened. And the real question here, Alex, is does Israel respond with a direct attack on Iran? Because if so, and you've already had neocons call calling for Israel to go nuclear. Look, we know Israel's got nuclear weapons. They've got a couple of hot ones on the shelf. And you'd be stupid to think that Iran doesn't have a couple of nukes ready to go if they were actually pulled to the mat and called to the carpet. So, of course, Israel goes nuclear, Iran goes nuclear. It would be an absolute catastrophe for the world, Alex. And you and I have talked about this, that beyond politics, beyond, oh, what side do you want, another, we're on the side of humanity around here. We're on the side of stopping World War III. But unfortunately, Alex, there are people, a lot of neocons right now, calling for the bloodshed, calling for a full-on attack on Iran right now. And that's something that everybody needs to pull back and say, let's hold our horses. This thing ended up being more of a, it feels like the Iranians hit the brakes at the last minute. That's what it feels like to me.
Well, I totally agree with you, and I hate to agree with Joe Biden, but broken clocks are right twice a day. Blind dogs find acorns. He came out and said he may drop charges on Julian Assange, which is obviously very popular and the right thing to do. He also is saying he feels like Israel is dragging the U.S. into a war, that the U.S. is not going to back Israel if they strike Iran. I don't believe that. I think the U.S. will. But at least on the surface, we're seeing Biden telling Israel to back down. We know if Trump was in, Iran was scared of him, this would not have happened. But if you look at Netanyahu, let's talk about him. When they, a few weeks ago, killed the two Iranian generals and a bunch of diplomatic corps, blowing up the Iranian embassy, which is sovereign soil there in Syria, Israel had to know this was going to trigger some type of Iranian response.
Well, that's exactly right. And so striking a consulate, so this was a consulate in Syria, so a third-party country. Obviously, Syria very close with Iran, but you have this. You had this huge meeting with the IRGC, huge meeting with their senior officials. And look, I'm sure they're not planning anything good as regards to Israel. They're not meeting to you know, just have tea and crimpets over there. So I can understand why Israel would want to look at that as potentially a target package for them. But of course, the striking of a consulate itself, being that it is diplomatic sovereign soil, is a red line, even for the Middle East, which is an area known not to have exactly that many red lines. And people got to understand, too, that the Middle East is a very different region from Europe. It's a very different region from, it's not the Europe, it's not the United States, this isn't the Christian world. And so, Alex, when you get hit in the Middle East, you have to hit back. This is the iron law. This is Hammurabi's code. This is eye for an eye land. And so when you're in eye for an eye land, if Iran didn't respond in any way to this attack, then other people in the Middle East maybe start getting ideas on Iran. Maybe the people of Iran start getting ideas. Maybe the regime starts getting worried. And so that's why they were forced to respond to this attack.
So you're saying it's a major face saving.
Yes. But it's an area where face saving is even far more important than it is anywhere here in the Western world. We can't even really understand it to an extent, but it's basically like gang warfare, what you're talking about in that part of the world. That's how entire countries are run. That's how all of these wars kick off. Because the problem is, if somebody bites off more than they can chew, now you escalate into full world scale war.
Let's talk about the different scenarios. If Iran gets hit by Israel, Iran doubles down, Israel doubles down, the U.S. comes in, Russia has been sending in missile cruisers saying that they're going to support Iran, Turkey's moving towards Iran, Turkey's got nukes. From my information, Iran's had atomic weapons for a while and now demonstrated with these ballistic missiles with MIRV technology that they can deliver them. What's your view on that?
Well, Alex, here's an interesting part of that nobody wants to talk about when it comes to this, because we have to look at the Ukraine situation and we have to apply the lessons learned there over 2 years and 2 months of conflict now down to the Iran situation. And it's as simple as this. If the U.S. military were to be involved, let's take missiles off the table. So missiles would be involved, there's no question. A lot of people would die. A lot of cities would be bombed in the first 24 hours. That's clear. But fast forward a little bit. Let's say the U.S. does get involved in another ground operation in the Middle East, as we've heard people call for Syria. We hear people call for Iran all the time. There's no guarantee that the United States military right now, with our leadership, with our combatant commanders, and with our fighting force, would perform well in a situation like this. Look, this isn't the country we had 20 years ago when the United States invaded Iraq. This isn't the country with the leadership that we had. This isn't the military. This isn't the Pentagon. After two terms of Barack Obama and these generals and these third term that we found under now, there's no question. So I would say to all the neocons out there, it's like my message to you guys, is to say, look, you think you could just go after Iran? You don't even have the kind of military right now that could pull off something like that, even if you wanted to. Not to mention the fact that Iran is not like Iraq. Iran is not like Libya. They've got a serious military. They've got two militaries, actually. They've got the Rocky Mountains in between Iraq and Syria and where Tehran and the leadership of the regime are. So the idea that this would just be some walk in the park that you guys get to throw down on and say, oh, we're going to show how much we support Israel when you got Marine sucking ding dongs all over the place. This is not the kind of military that you'd want to be bringing to this type of war. And obviously, so that's beyond the idea that what benefit would the United States have from a war like this? Who would benefit from this? The price of oil, Alec, I mean, I suppose politically it probably wouldn't be great for Biden either, by the way. That's probably one of the main reasons he hasn't won a war, because we're already looking at $100 a barrel gasoline as it stands right now. Imagine what his reelection chances are when it goes to $150. Look,
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Move to all of that. And so essentially what we're going to have here by the end of this, and it's going to be a question of how far it goes, if the Western powers are willing to go down this path towards insanity and towards escalation by actually putting French, Polish, maybe even British and German forces onto the territory of Ukraine in the name, of course, of stabilization. But we know what's really going to happen. And we also know, by the way, that a lot of those forces are already there. That's why there's Americans getting killed, and they say it's some special operations. Oh, we had a mishap over the weekend. We lost a helicopter. No, you didn't. We know what's really going on.
And by the way, or, Jack, you know, stay there. This is really...
General gets taken out. We know what's actually going on.
This is really important. So... you're saying they're not going to give up, and NATO said it's a 20-30-year war. The French ministers have said our new economy's war. The Germans, the Swedes have said that. And so they'll act like, okay, it's off the table. Forget about it now. Well, they put in, quote, peacekeepers, stabilizers, and then NATO really starts fighting the war against the Russians, against a hardened line and a Russian force, even with NATO involved, that's 3-4 times bigger. That's still a failing strategy.
But, Alex, remember... It's only a failing strategy if your goal is to actually win on the battlefield. Because the Ukraine-Russia war is not existential for the United States. It's certainly existential for the Ukrainians, and it's certainly existential for the Russians in their view. But there's another party, a third party, that it's existential for. It's existential for NATO. Because if NATO exists, then NATO must have its nemesis. NATO must have some threat. NATO must have some great evil that they're fighting against. And, of course, that's Russia. That's why NATO will never push for peace deals. NATO will never push for de-escalation. This is what NATO, in their mind, right, this is what they thought they were fighting the whole time. And so what did they do? They actually preset the conditions. They were the ones who instigated the Russians. They were the ones who pushed the Russians into a corner. And that's why when you go across even the Russian political landscape, you find moderates and liberals and centrists who totally agree that that NATO encroachment has been an existential crisis for Russia. And again, this is not something that you have to sit there and say, well, I disagree with that. Great, that's fine. They all agree with it. So if they all agree with it, then if you're going to be negotiating, try to negotiate some kind of peace, you have to listen to what
that's
the
right.
other party has to say.
So this is
basic common sense negotiation.
This is being done to give NATO another 20, 30 years in a stalemate war with Russia so they can launder money at the cost to Ukrainian and Russian lives, dead on analysis. We've only got about 5 minutes left. Jack Posobiec's our guest. He does Human Events Daily. You find him at humanevents.com. Obviously, Jack Posobiec right there on X. He's hard to miss. One of the top, most prolific people out there. You should follow his show daily. It starts here in about 40 minutes from now. Jack, in the time we have left now, pivoting to a quick question, I want to talk about the bridge information. You have the FBI director Friday saying imminent terror attacks in America, but they're the ones that open the borders up. Imminent style Moscow attacks here, like we saw at the Crocus Center. What's your take on why they're signaling that?
Look, Alex, here's the problem. Is that the dirty little secret is the FBI knows that they've been letting in people, that the administration's been letting in people at a clip across the border like we haven't believed, that the United States has never seen. Remember, all of the 9/11 hijackers were in the United States illegally. Now, were they on radar? That's another conversation. But we know that our border is poor. So if Iran wanted to conduct a response attack, if any of these groups, if the Russians wanted to come in and give the United States some kind of response or do something in the United States, it would be very easy to do so. They know that, look, Alex, what you're seeing from the FBI director is a peek into what's going on at the, in the, at the higher levels of the overstate. An overstate competition in the – we know about the underworld. This is the overworld, right? The overworld is where all of these things are fighting out. And they use the proxy forces, they use the underworld, they use mafias and criminal organizations and terror organizations and proxy wars to do their bidding so that the normal people don't usually see what's going on. But every once in a while, what happens? Oh, a plane goes down or a bridge crashes or, you know, a helicopter goes out somewhere or somebody dies accidentally. We're not supposed to see what's going on when we really know. Look, the head of the FBI, he knows exactly what type of brinksmanship he's engaged in right now, and they know how far the Biden administration is pushing these people in every part of the world. That's why they're freaking out right now, because at the end of the day, they don't know who they've let into this country.
And they want to get ahead of it, so at least they warned when it comes. Now, I want to hit the bridge, so maybe do 5 minutes of the next segment. I know you got to go. We have another guest coming up. But hold over so we can hit the bridge and a little bit on the Trump first criminal trial. But just in the 3 minutes we have left, what did you make, because you were one of the first to report on it once it got posted, even beat us to it, on the Gavin Oblivas FBI, current CIA admissions of their operations against us? We have more intel coming out next week, actually proving what he said. We've now discovered more information. The head of the FBI in Connecticut, their head lawyer, we now learned, was involved in the entire suit and initiated it. So it's confirming what Oblivas said. What do you make of that?
Look, Alex, when I saw this video, I just have to tell people that this is how these demented, pathetic creatures in the deep state and in Washington, D.C. operate. This is what they look like. They're little trolls. They're little goblins. And it's exactly how they think. They'll say, we don't like this guy, Alex Jones. So what are we going to do? We're going to go and we're going to gin up all of these lawsuits and all of these civil things. They're doing the same exact thing to Trump, right? Literally right now in a criminal case, but they've been doing civil cases against Trump for all this time. And so people, of course, can see that in a very real way, there are elements of the federal government and the national security agencies that are behind these things. And people want to talk about Gavin Oblinus, and they'll say, oh, well, he's just a low-level guy, logistics guy, etc. You know what, though? He's got placement and access. He knows exactly what's going on inside these areas.
He's a witness.
And the fact of the matter is, he's a witness to what was going on inside the federal government contemporaneously with these trials and with these legal proceedings as they were going on. And by the way, this is someone I would hope that President Trump's legal team also calls this guy forward to, and put him under deposition to find out what he knows about the civil cases against Donald Trump.
And Jan 6.
Yeah, every Jan 6er, take your pick, right? Take your, everyone who's had a case against
him. Because he talks about feds being in the crowd there. Now we have the National Guard confirming Trump did try to call him up. That was on the news. I mean, this stuff's unraveling quickly for the deep state.
Alex, hopefully they've gone too far. Hopefully we get to a point where they've tried to conduct so many operations against so many different people so many times that, and I won't even necessarily say that they are going to change their ways, but what I hope it does create is a coalition of patriots, not even necessarily right wing or conservative or Republican, just patriots, people who love the country and people who want to see a restoration of the American Republic, that we can smash this crooked regime that we can see before us with our very eyes, get it out of the way, and then go back to the regime that our forefathers fought for, or go back to the Republic that our forefathers fought for.
Well, exactly. Who wants a Praetorian secret police persecuting presidents, persecuting talk show hosts? This is dangerous for everybody. HumanEvents.com. He's got his show coming up in about 30 minutes. Jack, we're going to go to break. Just do 3 or 4 minutes on the other side on the bridge. I'm glad you raised that to me when we were off air, because I had it in the stack to get there. For those who don't know, now being investigated as criminal. Very, very suspicious. Jack and I both said the day it happened that we leaned towards it being deliberate. This is a strategic place that got hit. We'll come back in a few minutes. We have another special guest from New Zealand with big news in just a few minutes as well. Jack Masub is our guest. Tell everybody you know. Tune in now. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, it was just 3 weeks ago, but as fast as things are moving, it feels like a million years ago. New FBI opens criminal investigation into Key Bridge collapse. there at the port of Baltimore in Maryland. FBI investigating Baltimore's Key Bridge crash as a criminal operation. Chinese cargo owners may face huge bill after Baltimore Bridge collision. I don't want to just say everything is an attack, but I've looked at the numbers. It's something like triple the different associations say in food processing and other facilities burning up and blowing up. Is it just a rash of people cashing on insurance, or is it terrorists? Is it environmental wackos? You have Biden cutting off the pipelines. You have all of these Extinction Rebellion groups sabotaging things, blocking trains, blocking highways. But then suddenly, since this barge incident happened, there's been like 10 more. So there's definitely an uptick. So is total incompetence triggering, or is something else behind this? Is it cyber attacks? Jack, you were on with us the day it happened, and I remember saying you thought it leaned towards being suspicious. So did General Flynn. Now that the FBI is investigating as criminal, in closing, what do you think?
Look, Alex, this is a huge vindication for your audience, a huge vindication for Human Events Daily audience and everyone out there who simply sees something like this, sees one of these horrific situations and says, something seems wrong. Something seems like it didn't work out. What we're hearing now in the investigation is the actual crew members themselves are going to be brought in for questioning, because it turns out, Alex, they're saying that this ship was experiencing electric malfunctions, strange electric malfunctions, even when it was still attached to the pier, when there was still dockside. So if it was having these electronic malfunctions while it was still pierside, why did they let it go? And if that's true, what were the nature of these malfunctions? So on one hand, you've got potentially criminal negligence. And that's simply, that's the best case scenario. The best case scenario is that this was criminal negligence. Alex, the worst case scenario is that this was indeed criminal intent, either by the fact of the crew or someone who may have wanted that ship to crash, that was manipulating it in some way. This is the situation that we find ourselves in because, Alex, look, and I've said, you know, I live pretty close to there. I'm about 30 minutes away from that bridge that we went out. And people have to remember, too, that six men died in that crash. So it's potentially, number one, it's a crime scene. Number two, it's potentially a murder scene. And that's something that absolutely needs to be looked into. And remember, we had this professor, the mayor of Baltimore up there screaming, oh, it's racism and it's white people. And he was blaming everything under the sun other than what actually happened. And so everyone out there and MSNBC screaming, oh, it's the MAGA conspiracy theories. No, it wasn't MAGA conspiracy theories that crashed a ship into one of the largest bridges in Baltimore, I think the largest bridge in Baltimore, and killed six people. No, it wasn't MAGA conspiracy theories. We want to know what happened. And as it turns out, even though the government lied to us for weeks about this and told us to shut up, that now the FBI is looking into it as well.
Jack, in closing, let me ask you this. Obviously, you've seen they admit record infrastructure failures, fires, explosions. Some negligence, but you couple it with the overall anti-industrial behavior of the WEF and their Build Back Better camp followers. Do you have any intel on why we're seeing record level, not just here, but in Europe, infrastructure going up in smoke?
Well, Alex, I would say it's probably twofold. I mean, obviously, we know there's a small group of people that wants to see depopulation, that wants to see a destruction of modern society. But at the same time, we also have to couple that with the fact that there are people that have created this new system in our country whereby in we don't put the most qualified people and the best people in these positions. We have racial quotas, we have gender quotas, we have all of these things that we run up and we say, oh, this is so good and this is so powerful and diversity is our strength. But then you go back and you look at, like, for example, South Africa right now, right? South Africa wrote diversity, Nelson Mandela wrote diversity quotas into the constitution of South Africa and the new constitution back in the 1990s, these racial quotas. And now, fast forward 30 years later, what do we have? The entire South Africa electric grid is completely failing. They've got cities that don't even have power for 12 hours a day. This is one of the most prosperous...
Well that's right. And the FAA says... The FAA says...
South Africa.
Restate your point. I interrupted. Go ahead.
And I was just saying that they had one of the most prosperous countries, one of the most advanced countries, and they ruined it in less than 3 decades.
And now look at Boeing, and look at the FAA saying they're going to hire mentally ill people for air traffic controllers. Our military's falling apart. There's no doubt. I think wokeism is the biggest contributing factor because it causes ripple effects across the board. Jack Sobeck, great analysis as usual. Thank you so much.
God bless, Alex, to you and the family.
All right, I apologize to our next guest for pushing him back 30 minutes, but we've got plenty of time to get to Nick Bush, Napoleon Bush on X, great reporter, great activist. We're going to be speaking to him right into the next hour. We'll also get to all your phone calls, CJ, Jack, William, Jeffrey, Brad, Tony, Amanda, if you hold. We'll get to the World War III scenarios, the Israel attack, after we talk to Nick Bush. If you'd like, you can hang up and call back later. We're going to skip this network break coming up here. But everybody's been waiting to see what the IDF's going to say. They've said yesterday and 2 days ago on Saturday, we're going to hit Iran. Well, now they're making a major announcement, they say. And so we can put it on screen, full screen there. They've got it set up. They've got the mic set up. They said they were going to go live with an announcement 40 minutes ago. They have not gone to that announcement yet. So as soon as they go to that individual, we will cut to them. We hope that they are going to say that they're just going to target Iranian targets, say, in Lebanon, where Iran does have proxy forces. We hope it's not an announced attack on the mainland or on the actual soil of Iran proper, because that will definitely escalate things extremely, extremely quickly. So we'll pop in to that announcement as soon as it happens and interrupt our guests and then go right back to Nick Bush. Nick Bush is a New Zealander. I want to visit New Zealand. I've never been there. And a citizen journalist, a father of two. He's a libertarian. He recently deployed a 20-foot trailer billboard that reads InfoWars on one side and Alex Jones is right on the other, starting an unofficial campaign in support of Alex Jones that stands on a main arterial route into Auckland, New Zealand. This pop-up at random spots around Auckland for the next 6 weeks or so. And if more people do this, it causes a chain reaction, not just for us, but for other big subjects. We can overpower the censors. Nick believes that InfoWars has been more accurate than mainstream media for the last several decades. You find him at Napoleon Bush. Bush is spelled B-U-S-C-H. And so I want to go ahead and play a clip of him a few days ago that we reposted on my Real Alex Jones account, where he basically talks about why he's done it. Here it is.
Hi, guys. Napoleon here in Auckland, New Zealand, starting the unofficial branding campaign for InfoWars, here with the large billboard trailer behind me, 6 by 3 meters, parked on a main arterial route into Auckland. Now, InfoWars has been more accurate than the mainstream media for the last 2 to 3 decades. What have we got on the other side of here? We've got Alex Jones was right, and he was, wasn't he, and he is right. Now, just a comment to the CIA operative that has been exposed is conducting a conspiracy to defame and destroy Alex Jones at InfoWars. We too have the same system here in New Zealand that was rolled out 6 months after Joe Biden's Patriot Act.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What can they do for you? Yeah, can ask you to move on. But, you know, and you just pop up all around the cities or wherever you're at. And it makes a bit of a stir, to be honest, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I've been doing this. Well, it's sort of like I had to rebuild my business since the COVID destruction or lockdowns here. And I found these three billboard trailers in a paddock. And thought, wow, that could work, you know. And so I grabbed those, and the first thing we did with them was we supported the farmers here in New Zealand. They have these great big tractor drives up the Southern Motorway. They came from all corners of Auckland, and I lent them these three trailers, and they were able to, you know, they know farmers, no food on them. And you know what? The mainstream media, they didn't even take photos of the tractors with the trailers on. They're so filthy, these the media here in New Zealand, that they've been paid off. They're actually going broke at the moment.
I was about to say, that's the good news, is they're not the mainstream media. I keep calling them that, too. They're the dinosaur extinct media. You're the new media. What, you say it creates a stir, these billboards. Let me guess, you're probably getting a lot of love, some hate.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Like, I got there was one particular guy, and he called me all sorts of names, I won't say it, online. But that caused a great big stir, and he doesn't... These leftists, there's about one to... I've been driving around with a great big freedom sign on the top of my car for the last 2.5 years. I just took it off before Christmas. And I would get 10 waves of support to one guy saying, F you, right? But this 10% of people, they don't see the 10 other people supporting you. And they think they're in the majority. I think they think they're in the majority because the media is telling them they're in the majority, right? And then the police are then supporting these crazy sort of things that are going on around and here in New Zealand and all around the world. Like, we've had a group of people, well, they've started putting rainbow zebra crossings here, and people are painting over them. And then one guy here in New Zealand, he just got fined $16,000 for putting white paint on a rainbow crossing, right?
Well, I want to be clear about the rainbow flags. That's the symbol of the globalists worldwide attacking our families, our biology, and when they capture an area, an enemy hoists up their flag. I don't care if it's BLM, a Chinese communist flag, a flag with the Easter Bunny on it. These people on government buildings and government roads putting their symbol is a sign of their occupation, the sign of them conquering us.
So we also had Posey Parker here a year ago, and we had all these crazed activists there behind a barrier. They pushed through the barrier, right, charged at another group of people pushing back against this child indoctrination of this idea, and this 20-year-old man punched a 70-something-year-old woman 3 times in the head. He got diversion, which he didn't get a conviction for, and he got a $1,000 fine. He ran at a 70-year-old woman, and the police didn't prosecute him. But as soon as...
Nick, stay there. We're going to have you right into the next hour. Stay there. The Israeli Defense Department is speaking now. We missed a little bit of it. This is the IDF speaking. Let's go to this.
הרבה שלו לפעולה המקצועית והמדויקת של הטייסים אשר הודות לה סוכלה המתקפה האיראנית. המתקפה שהייתה...
Okay, folks, let's try to find an English translation of that ASAP, because it's a big deal whether they're going to strike Iran proper. So we'll watch that. We'll have that as soon as that comes out. This will be all over the place, so we'll know in a few minutes. Going back to you, Nick, since I interrupted you talking about how they let the left beat people up in your country. It's the same thing here, mostly peaceful protest. But then if you're an old lady that walks between velvet ropes on January 6th, waving at my police, you get 6 months in prison. Finish up with your point on that. But then let's go back and talk about the brutal lockdowns, the martial law, and don't look at the sun setting, and don't talk to your neighbors, and only believe Jacinda Ardern's when she speaks. That really blew up on our face, but it's important to remember what happened because they're going to try it again.
Yes, well, going back to the lockdowns, and you know, we had a 3-month period here at the end of 2021 where they actually put internal borders in around Auckland. Now, Auckland's the biggest city. We've got 1.6 million people living here in Auckland, and they put a porous, because they were letting trucks in that, and they're also letting the gangs fly through on their motorbikes, and the police wouldn't do anything. But they locked Auckland down with Nazi style borders, right? And this was to nudge people towards vaccination. Well, sorry, not a vaccination. Never was, never will be, right?
And nudge towards taking the experimental death shot.
Absolutely. I actually call it a weapon of mass destruction, because I think it was the Florida Surgeon General, or one of those over there, but they've actually said that it is changing your genomes. And if you look up the definition of a weapon of mass destruction, it is that meets the definition, right?
Well, because I mean, it literally is a mutation shot. You become a mutant.
Yes,
it's a lethal injection.
And, well, that's well. Well, you were saying that right from the beginning, and you know, well, I've been saying it as well, and it's just we've been banging our head against the wall, and it's, you know, but we're keeping at it, we're keeping it up, you know, we've moved from a small trailer to now a fleet of 12 of these trailers, right, and we need InfoWars to survive. We can't live without you, right, so don't think you're giving up. 30 years, that's a great innings, mate, but we can't have InfoWars going anywhere. So what I'll be doing with that big trailer you saw, I'll actually be putting some call to actions along the bottom and along the top with your website and the InfoWars store. So hopefully we can get people tuning in, right, and hearing what's going on in the Middle East, hearing the truth about Ukraine, hearing the truth about the one world government and the CBDCs. This isn't being covered at all by the mainstream media here in New Zealand, right? Now, just going back to COVID, the lockdowns here in New Zealand, the media was paid off. They say that it was they only paid them $55 million in a journalist fund, right? But in actual fact, if you look at, they had 24/7, minute on a minute, saturation propaganda. Well, I call it information terrorism, actually, on every platform, every mainstream platform, on the TV, on the radio, on the net here in New Zealand, right? One of my workers, we would do a thing called the COVID challenge as we're going to a job in the vehicle. And we'd say, all right, we couldn't listen to the radio, but we'd say, okay, get your stopwatch out on the cell phone, and we'll turn the radio on and we'll time how long until they say a word like mandate, COVID, variant, vaccine. We didn't get over 1 minute, and we just turned it off. Okay, half an hour later, we turn the radio back on, do it again. Right, it was saturation. Right, so this government was paying private companies billions of dollars in advertising revenue.
Absolutely, so it was all an exercise in PSYOP. But what about the big whistleblower that came out months and months ago and exposed the head technician?
Well, that's right. The Ministry of Health data, right? Barry Young. Right, so when that came out, and I think you had Liz Gunn on the show here, and she was interviewing Barry and sort of putting that out. I think it was 24 hours later, the New Zealand police surrounded his house, armed police surrounded his house, right? Here in New Zealand, the police are so-called, they aren't armed or they don't have firearms on their hips. And this is, you know, we actually, this is a big deal here in New Zealand that our police aren't armed. But ever since the Christchurch mosque mass murder event, false flag, they've had the firearms in the vehicles, and that they have a lockbox in the vehicles. But it was a total overreaction, a total intimidation there to go around. All they needed to do was go around to Barry's house, knock on the door and say, look, we'd like you to come down to the station, have a chat. You know, there was no need for this show of force by our New Zealand police. You know, they are becoming militarised. Well, I'm not going to say militarised, but very...
We've got to go to break, Nick poison. Bush. Nick, ride shotgun with me, and we'll talk more about this, and we'll take some calls. I know you're upset about what's happening in the Middle East and Gaza and what's happening with Israel. We'll go another 10, 15 minutes with you, and then ride shotgun if you want. We're going to take calls from all these folks that are holding on the situation. We'll get your take on World War III and how we stop it. But how do people find you? How do they support what you're doing?
Well, I'm on X, Napoleon Bush, B-U-S-C-H, Napoleon, B-U-S-C-H. Basically, I'm just on X. I also have a BitChute channel. I was doing some sort of like guerrilla marketing or guerrilla sort of...
No, that's beautiful. I want to know how folks can financially support you. Stay there. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.